Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you. Getaway Friday, August 27th, 2021. Last Friday in the month of August. How about that? 20 minutes past the hour, and we are going to kick off the morning in a big way here because we have certainly had a lot of interesting conversation this week. Dr. Art Uhlein was on Wednesday to talk about COVID and the pandemic. Yesterday, we had the president of Marion General Hospital on the program, Curtis Gingrich. And I do want to let people know before we go to our first guest that Marion Public Health will be closing at 12 p.m. on Friday, September 10th in order to offer a COVID-19 vaccination clinic from 1 to 7 p.m. There will also be a COVID-19 vaccination clinic on Saturday, September 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Both clinics will be held at the health department located at 181 South Main Street. The Pfizer vaccine will be available and a $100 prepaid gift card will be available for all Marion County residents that receive their first dose of the vaccine on one of these 2 days. And by the way, just to give the numbers here, because they are a little grim at this point, in Ohio yesterday we learned just about 5,400 new cases in 1 day. It has not been that high since November of 2020 and August of 2020 with no vaccines and really no combat against the coronavirus virus. We were hovering about 1,000 a day last August. Yesterday, 5,400. And the Marion numbers we're going to get from our guest, Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Tracy, what are the numbers in Marion County at this point?
Well, they're, you know, following that same trajectory as the state. So just for this week, which our time frame would be from August 20th to August 26th, we've had 289 cases. And over the last 2 weeks, we've had almost 500 cases. And so just to put that in perspective, if you'll remember back to when we had the alert system with the red, orange, yellow map, if we were over 65 cases in a two-week period, we were flagged as red because that's a high incidence for us, according to the CDC. And so being at almost 500 in that period, when 65 gets us into that red zone, is, you know, very, very high.
Tracy, I know this study is being done with the wastewater. Does it tell us anything about where we're headed?
Yes, so they've been kind of sending updates every 3 weeks or so. In the last two periods, we have been flagged for a substantial increase. So I would say there's no real end in sight for us to stop increasing and start just, you know, either staying level or going down. I think we're going to be in this high increase for a while.
Tracy, I'm confused because I really got into these numbers in the last week. Last year, in August, we had no vaccination, and we had some days. There were some 1,800 days, but there were also 700 and 800 days. Yesterday, August, in a year of the vaccination, where it's free for the last nearly 9 months now, 5,400 cases. In your opinion, what's going on?
Well, if you'll recall, last August, we were under mask mandates. We were under sort of rules for how many people could be gathered in one location, and we were social distanced. And so we were using those techniques because we didn't have a vaccine, and we were trying to keep that at bay. Now, this year, we've seen a lower than we would like number of people getting vaccinated, and we don't have any of those mandates, so people are not required to wear masks You can gather in a group as big as you want, and you see that all over, you know, hundreds of people gather together. We're not social distancing anymore. People have really let their guard down after a summer of, you know, not seeing very many cases. So we're just, we have been snowballing the last month or so. I think when all those orders went away, it was because we have a vaccine. So let's all go out and get vaccinated. And we're sitting at 42% of Marion County vaccinated, and that's not enough to keep this virus from growing, mutating, and spreading.
Tracy, the fearful thing here at this particular point is if we had an August of 2020, where, as you say, we had the mask mandates, we had the social distancing, we had hybrid learning in schools and all of those things, where it was about 1,000 a day, that gave us the holiday period last year in December where we had 10,000 a day. So if we have 5,400 in August, what does that mean for the winter unless something's done? And the winter ain't far off.
Yes, you're exactly right. We need people to get vaccinated right now in order to have that the vaccine kick in before the holidays. So if you get vaccinated now with Pfizer, you have to wait almost a month for your second dose, and then it's 2 weeks after that before you're fully ready to kind of get back out there in the world. And so, you know, do it now. Otherwise, we are going to continue to see these numbers skyrocket, and I do have a fear that this winter is going to be substantially worse than last winter. You know, that's typically, I say it all the time, but that's typically what happens in a pandemic, is the second year is worse than the first, because viruses have mutated and grown, and because the public is sick of the pandemic, and that always happens with human nature, and we let our guard down, and then the second year becomes worse than the first year.
Tracy, yesterday, as I'm sure you heard, I had Dr. Curtis Gingrich on, president of Marion General Hospital here, and he said he's optimistic that they won't have a huge problem with staffing and rooms as we're hearing about all over the state. They're sounding the alarms right now in Columbus. They're saying if we don't do something, hospitals are going to be the problem. That's going to be the end result here. And down in Cincinnati, I already see where they're having issues with employees, not enough employees to take care of people. What do you do at this point? I mean, we can't force people to get the vaccine. It doesn't seem to be working. Even the $100 gift cards, the Vax-a-Million, everything that's went on, the numbers are not moving at a great speed. I mean, what are we to do at this point?
It's a really tough situation to be in. You know, this is now, instead of being a response by local health departments, schools, businesses, like we saw last year, the state, this has turned into a response of the people. So they're the first responders, in essence, for this pandemic now. It's the public. And so the public is going to have to take control of the situation and say, enough is enough. We have to wear our masks. We have to get vaccinated. You hear a lot of the negative. You don't hear very much of the positive. You don't hear very much from the people who, you know, believe in the vaccine and believe in masking and things like that. So if we want this pandemic to end, it is up to us as individuals to do that. There's not going to be these state mandates and things like that to do it for us. So it's us getting together and saying we want this pandemic to be over, and nobody wants to wear a mask, but it's what we've got to do. And nobody wants to get a vaccine, but it's what we've got to do.
Tracy, we're all here in Marion County, and we talked about these super spreader events. Now, last year, we had, as I say, August was about 1,000 cases, give or take, and we did not have the Popcorn Festival. We are heading into that in about 2 weeks here at 5,400 cases a day here in Ohio, and the numbers we're seeing in Marion here, 500 in a two-week period. Should the Popcorn Festival be going on, period?
It's up to them. I will probably go to the Popcorn Festival during my lunch when it's not very busy and stay away from people. But everybody needs to understand that when you go, you are going to be around people who have COVID. It's inevitable when you get a group of thousands of people together, some of them are going to have COVID, and it's going to be able to spread. And so, you know, you have to look at your own situation and what you're willing to accept. Are you willing to accept that you could get COVID by attending? If you're willing to accept that, then there you go. And if you're not, then you're going to find a way to maybe visit, but do it at a safe distance when it's not too busy and things like that. But it still goes back to that personal choice.
You know, Tracy, the bottom line here is what looks to be the future is not good at this particular point. If we do not get the nose of this ship up with these variants, and yesterday, talking to Dr. Gingrich, he said there are about 15% of people coming into the hospital at this point who have been fully vaccinated. Now, they're not sure if that's because they are breakthrough cases or if there's a whole nother variant out there at this particular point. That's a little frightening.
It is. We currently are very, very good hosts for this virus, which means it will continue to grow and change and get stronger, and we will continue to see variants. And the other thing about it is our average age right now for cases is 39 years old, and that's significantly younger than we were seeing last year. And I think a big reason for that is because our older population came out and got vaccinated. So we're seeing, you know, 70% vaccination rates among our older population, which means they are not good hosts anymore. And so that virus is going down to those younger ages. It's going to continue to grow unless, you know, the younger age groups do what the older age groups did and get vaccinated.
You know, Tracy, with the final 3 minutes here, and I know you're very busy, but something's going to have to happen, and apparently it isn't anything that has happened yet because we are on a constant rise and people are just seemingly brushing it off at this particular point. And it's an awful question to ask, but I've heard this talked about in groups, just what you said, based upon age. Is it inevitable at this point, and God forbid that it happened, but that a child will die from this? Because that will motivate people, and you don't want to be the first to have that happen.
Absolutely. You know, that is what we're trying to prevent, death in anybody, but particularly a child. And you are seeing more cases of deaths around the country in children. You're seeing more cases of children put on ventilators, more cases of children having those long-haul symptoms, and that is absolutely what we want to prevent here. And the way I see it is if I have to wear a mask and get vaccinated in order to prevent somebody's child from dying, I'm willing to do that as a part of the Marion community, and I hope other people are as well.
Final question here, Tracy. Is there at any point, if the hospitals start to fill up, if we don't have the rooms, if we don't have the doctors, which is very possible where if the numbers are correct where we sit today, is there anything that can be done by local entities? Because clearly the state and federal government are not getting involved in this. Can the local health department, can the local government do something? If it gets horrible and people still will not get vaccinated, can you step in any way and the group there at the health department?
Well, I think it would take the county as a whole, so county commissioners getting on board and things like that, to figure out what needs to be done and how to go about doing it through, you know, local laws or local mandates. So that is something we would have to explore and talk to the prosecutor's office and things like that. Statewide, if the state starts seeing that huge increase because of Senate Bill 22, it would take the state assembly to put mandates back out there, you know, and things like that. So it wouldn't be through the governor, it would be through the state.
Tracy, before I let you go, just an interesting piece of information we got from Law Director Mark Russell this week is that the mayor cannot, because of these bills that were passed in Ohio, put a mask mandate in place, but city council could. Now, there might be challenges as to will that stand or not, but city council does have the power as a legislative body in the city of Marion to put a mask mandate in place, and that's coming from Law Director Mark Russell. Should they do this? Or is there a point that you would recommend that they do this?
It's really hard because when we had the mask mandates before, it's almost impossible to enforce. And we chased our tail a lot trying to enforce it. And so you waste a lot of time, a lot of money trying to enforce something on people who clearly don't want it. And I think it would lead to a lot of trouble, you know, trying to do that. So to me, it's up to us to say we don't need to take that step and mandate it. Let's just all wear our masks, you know, because it's the responsible thing to do, and not take it that far that it has to be a mandate by city council or something like that and put people in that position. It's better when we all do it because we understand and we want to and we want to save lives than it is for it to be mandated.
Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, I know you're busy, and I thank you for sparing these moments, and hopefully we will talk very soon, and we'll have better news.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. There's your COVID update for this morning, but remember, it's very important just to remember these numbers, and I know we're getting sick of the numbers after a year and a half, but August of 2020, on average, about 1,000 cases a day. Here we are, not out of August 2021, 5,400 cases yesterday, the highest since the beginning of November of 2020. So do what you will, say what you will, but that's the information. And take with it, I don't know, you don't want to come in and tell somebody what to do, but that's where we are. Now, doing a radio show here, we're joined in studio this morning for the first 2 hours by Michelle Whitaker. Haven't seen you in a couple weeks. Michelle, how's it going?
It's going great. Can you hear me?
You're a little silent again.
I know. Did you just say silently?
Silently. You're talking silent. Silent.
I know. It's been a busy morning. Busy.
So your friend ditched you.
Yeah. Where is she? I asked her where she was.
She's hiding.
She might be at work.
She might. Well, that's what I thought.
Her job starts earlier than mine.
Well, but here's the thing. You're going to come back at noon.
Now, I don't know if I can get back
off at
noon.
No, you're going to come back at noon. We've already decided this. You're just going to have to tell the kid.
I'll just tell the customer, sorry, I got to go do a radio show at noon.
Well, hang a sign up for an hour and just say, listen, no fried foods for an hour.
I'm not on fryers, so they can have fried foods.
Oh, there you go.
No, I don't know what I'm on, actually.
So Trace? You'll be back at noon. You'll be back.
I might be on Trace.
Oh, see, well, that can wait an hour.
So nobody's putting the food together and call it a day.
Listen, the health department's got bigger fish to fry these days. You don't got to worry about stuff like that.
Oh, I'm not. They're not. They said they weren't coming back till next week or 2 weeks.
They let you know when they're coming back.
Well, he said because they came so late, they didn't show up till like a couple weeks ago.
Well, now here, I got to ask this right off the bat, though, because people have been asking me like I'm a spokesperson or something. But why has Stewart's been closed periodically?
Periodically? People are really asking you that?
Well, sure. People come out of
work. No, they're not. That's you asking. Well, last week was a little
bit. What kind of assumption is that here on a Getaway Friday morning?
Because you want to know what we're up to. Last week was a couple staffing issues with school and, you know. Wednesdays are, I'm finding it hard to find some, it's just because of the kids' schooling. So I figured, I mean, if I have to not be open on Wednesdays, but we're open the rest of the week, we're good. Like, you know, it happens. I'd rather stay open 6 days a week than not at all and have to close down, because I know a lot of people have to close down early because of staffing. So, and then this week, we were closed today, Friday, so we were closed Wednesday again. I had two people that ended up having school or work, and I was like, at this time, like, the schedule's very tight. I don't have room for people calling off, and the air conditioning unit was out.
So there you go.
Which was making it very hard on everything,
now,
the equipment.
When are we hanging it up this year?
I don't know yet. I mean, I'm definitely shooting. The earliest will be, like, September. I'd have to look at the calendar, like the 23rd. That would be the earliest for closing. So we got a while.
But there'll be a partial reopening in December.
Oh my gosh. No.
No. Now you're just saying a flat no.
I've had a bad week.
Well, it's not this week. You've got like 3 months to prepare.
Okay, I might feel better by December.
Yeah, it'll be
But
it'll
this
be
week, between the air conditioning, I got it fixed. Then it went out again. And let me tell you, the building is, you know, in the winter it's cold. In the summer, it's not insulated. So when it's cold, it's cold. When it's hot, we're dying. It's hot.
You know, that's one thing about moving to this new studio. The walls are very well insulated here.
Yeah, it's just, it's so hot in there. Like, Sunday, I was sitting, because I usually go home Sunday nights. That's like my shift off, 4 to 8. And I took one for the team for a while and sat there with them till 6 because it was just sweltering in there. And I mean, I bet it was 110 degrees in there.
Now, we're going to try a new game this morning. Now, I'm bringing this up.
What? You don't tell me these things before I get here.
No, it'll be fun. We're gonna try this new game. Now, no. Anytime you try a new game, you have to do it on air, so there is no rehearsal. So this could either... We've done Family Feud. We've done trivia questions. We've done all that. We've done drawings and so on and so forth. So here's what we're going to do this morning. Now, between 10 and 11 this morning, I'm going to have a guest on via the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the deal. This is how we're going to play this game. So here's the instructions. Now, you could win, and you might need them this weekend with the way the weather is. We'll give you 4 passes to Zumbezi Bay, 4 passes to the Columbus Zoo if you want them, or 4 passes to the Wilds. Whatever you want, you can take your pick.
That's sweet.
Exactly. I'm a very sweet person. You want to throw in something?
Do I want to throw in something?
Yeah, something. Make it a big, big prize. We're only giving away 3. So whatever it is, you only have to give away 3.
Well, you know, I'll have to think about that because...
Boy, you are just Miss Indecisive this morning.
No, it's just everything's...
You can't give me a root beer?
I can give you a root beer. Here's the problem.
What about a root beer float? It's
so
hot.
Here's my root beer dilemma. I don't think people... It comes out of Jersey, New Jersey, and they can never give me an estimated date on its arrival, and I ordered it now. Next week will be going on a month, and I'm still looking for my root beer.
Do you have ice cream?
I have ice cream.
Okay, what about a sundae? Can you make them a sundae, just like a scoop of ice cream, and what do you have any syrup down there?
I can make them a root beer float. I can, yeah. We still have root beer, but it's making me a little nervous.
You get a Scott Spears root beer float today.
I can't even get a confirmation of the shipping.
Okay, so you'll get a free root beer float, and... 4 passes to the thing of your choice, Zumbezi Bay, Columbus Zoo, or whatever. But it's going to be hard. This is no walk in the park, because here's how this new game is going to be played. We're going to have a guest on from 10 to 11, and at the end of that period, 10 to 11, I'm going to ask the guest 3 questions. Now, I don't know what the answers are. So, between now and then, you call in, and you guess as to what the answer to that person's question will be. And then... No, follow me.
I'm trying.
And then if that is their correct answer, you will win. Now, if we get more than one person with the right answer, we'll do a drawing like we always do. But here are the 3 questions. And we'll give a root beer float and a family 4-pack away for every correct answer. How many presidents can this person name in 2 minutes? That's 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What is this person's favorite food? Just 1 food. And what is this person's favorite restaurant chain?
Huh?
Not a little, you know, hole-in-the-wall place, but favorite restaurant chain.
Right.
So you call in between now and 10 o'clock, and you give us a guess. You can guess on all 3 if you want. Just give us your first name, last name if you want. And if you guess right, you will win a root beer float from Stewart's, and which you can get today.
Yeah.
And 4 passes to Zumbezi Bay or the Columbus Zoo or the Wilds. So, I'm going to tell you who the person is. It's Ted Williams, Golden Voice. So, what is Ted Williams' favorite food? How many presidents can he name in 2 minutes? And what's his favorite restaurant chain?
I mean, it depends. Does he know the president's song?
I don't know. That's why this... I don't even know.
I know kids that know that president's song.
I don't know anything.
Name them all. It's amazing.
If this goes over well, we'll play this more often.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Because I figure, at this particular point, nobody knows the answers. I don't even know the answers.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, if you want to venture a guess, 740-383-9944. What is Ted Williams' favorite food? How many presidents can he name in 2 minutes? And what is his favorite restaurant chain? 740-383-9944. Venture a guess, but before 10 o'clock this morning, and then probably at the end of his interview around 10:55, we'll do this and get his answers, and that will be that, and you will be a winner today. And then when Michelle comes back at noon, no, don't laugh like that, possibly with her friend, we'll have a great time here on WWGH
Radio. I would really like to come back at noon. I don't know if I'll be able to get here at noon.
No, you're going to be here at noon.
I'm in refrigeration heck right now.
Heck. You're in heck.
Yes.
Okay.
Freezers don't like this weather.
Well, here we are. Guess. Do you want to venture a guess?
You want me to venture a guess?
Go right ahead. Ted Williams' favorite food. Oh, wait. Here we go.
Someone's going to guess. I don't have to.
I'm telling you, you can win big today. Go ahead, caller. Whoa.
That wasn't me.
What?
Oh, go ahead. We just got a little feedback there.
Oh, okay. Do you want us to guess on all of those, or we just...
Yeah, no, you can go on all of them.
I'm going to say that he can name 25 presidents.
Okay, 25. We got Sarah down for 25.
And I'm going to say that fried chicken is his favorite food.
You know, I'm not even going to say it.
Say what?
Nothing.
Oh, say what you want to say.
No, go ahead. Fried chicken, got it.
Okay. And his favorite chain would be McDonald's.
Well, there you go. And that's how the game is played today. So okay. Sarah is down for McDonald's, fried chicken, and 25 presidents in 2 minutes. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, Sarah's got it here. Whoa. Okay.
We're all about the feedback here.
Well, you know what it is? I think it's because I have to turn your mic up so loud because you're whispering over there.
I'm sorry. I'll talk louder.
And then when I bring the phone,
maybe
when I bring
I
the
should
caller
come,
in.
Come for the 8 o'clock show because I'm louder at night. I'm more awake.
Yeah, you show up here. I told you can come in anytime.
I don't want to disrupt your and Angie's Friday night show.
You don't even listen. What do you mean disrupt?
I know. Maybe I should come in and Angie and I can... discuss all the things with you that you blame me for.
No, listen, you know darn well, and I've been fine the last 2 weeks. I took Mary Ellen to the Bratwurst Festival.
And I know, that was nice.
We went to 600 downtown up in Bell Fountain, great pizza place, so you gotta go that way. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so Tracy's not on, Scott. You have the lovely lady with you instead?
No, she was just on.
Okay. I think that's what happens when I get up too late, right?
Yeah, she was on for about the first 15.
I'll guess pizza for Ted's favorite food. What else are the questions? Because I just turned it on.
Pizza for Adam. Okay. What's his favorite restaurant chain?
Restaurant chain. Oh, there's so many good ones. I'll go for Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Adam's down for Taco Bell. And the other one is, how many presidents will he be able to name in 2 minutes?
I have a question about that.
Yes.
Scott. You know me with the cerebral questions. If you say George Bush, does that count as one or two? Do you have to name them by their middle initials?
And you have to say George W. or John Quincy Adams.
Okay. You figured I would ask something like that, right?
Yeah, well, it's good. That's good to clarify.
I'd like to know how many our favorite presidentologists could name. I could probably name them all in 5 minutes. How many in 2 minutes can Ted name?
2 minutes.
14.
14. Adam's down for 14. Well,
Ted talks a little slower than I do. I mean, because he's the golden voice. I'm just the bronze voice. So I could probably talk a little quicker and get them all out. But I think Ted could easily do 14.
But it's going to be big. Tune in at 10:55.
Okay. Anything else I can answer a trivia question about? Because you know I enjoy this stuff.
Not at this point, but stay tuned. You never know.
Okay, well, my radio is up, Scott. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. All right, Adam's in now. Okay, now it's really piling up here. I wonder if anybody will be right. But you're going to win 4 passes to something. Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or the Wild. You'll pick, by the way. I'm not picking for you. And you'll get a free root beer float from Stewart's, which you can go right over and get today. Now, again, the questions are, if you're just tuning in, Ted Williams will be on between 10 and 11 today, and we're going to ask him how many presidents he can name in 2 minutes, what's his favorite restaurant chain, and what's his favorite food. So you have to call in and place those answers on our answer sheet before he calls in at 10 o'clock to get in on this.
How many presidents can you name?
In 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I could do pretty good.
I would be horrible.
No, I could do good.
I'm feeling inadequate now, and I got to go learn presidents' names.
Oh, holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Yes, good morning.
Ted Williams' favorite chain, it's got to be, no question about it, the Golden Corral.
Oh, that's very good. You know, that very well might be my favorite chain.
There you go.
I love that place. Okay, Golden Corral. Favorite food?
It's going to be pizza.
Pizza, okay. Another one for pizza. All right, and how many presidents in 2 minutes?
I think he can probably get about 20.
20, okay. Well, we've got you down, Pastor. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, the guesses are coming in. Well, this may end up being more successful than I think.
I've never eaten at the Golden Corral. Is that weird?
Oh, you're such a loser.
I've never eaten there. Well, I don't know why. Is that a buffet? Is that what that is?
I just got a message from your friend. I can't believe what she's saying.
Oh, I
yes,
know.
It's a buffet.
She can come. She can still show up. We have plenty of time.
At noon, because you're coming back at noon, we'll have all the winners here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I would say his favorite food is going to be ribs.
Oh, let me find. See, I got all these papers here. You should be doing my secretary work right now. Favorite food is ribs.
Favorite chain.
You want to do this for me?
No.
Hold on. Let me get, let me find my favorite food thing here. All right, Lee says ribs. Okay, favorite chain?
White Castle.
Oh, White Castle. Very interesting. White Castle for Lee. And how many presidents in 2 minutes?
I'd say 15.
15. All right. Well, no doubles there. Thanks, Lee.
I want to ask Michelle how she come on that Scott Spears hamburger.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Does she have that on the menu yet?
Let's get to it. What's going on with that, Michelle? You've been knocking that down.
I didn't know this was a thing, officially.
Yeah, people called in. They were manic. They said, why doesn't Scott Spears have a thing on the menu over there? They'd come over and order it in truckloads, and you've been dodging.
So we can call it SS Pears.
No,
hamburger.
You can't call it SS Pears.
But that's
you
more
get
fun.
Free advertising from Scott. You have to put a hamburger on the menu for
you. I'll have to think about it. I'm going to read you the menus soon, so.
A.K.A. it'll never happen. That's what that means.
He'd be surprised.
Thank you. No, I don't think there'll be anything named after me on your menu, and I'm not conceited. I don't need anything on the menu, but the people have spoken.
Well, what's your favorite thing?
Oh, let's see. Well, you know, are you talking about something I would order myself or something that's already on the menu?
On the menu.
Okay, well, I like that thing I had a few weeks ago. Oh, you know, honestly, it's probably the chicken sandwich is what I order the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's already has a description under it for somebody, though.
Okay, well, what did I have the last time I was there? That was good.
I don't know. What did you have?
I had a burger
of
some sort.
Was it a super burger?
It was a super burger.
I think it was a super burger.
It was a super burger. With onion rings.
Scott's super burger.
Yeah, with onion rings.
Yeah, the onion rings.
That's a little different.
Already has, I think it says Granny's favorite under the onion rings.
Oh, so we've already got somebody. Now, why are all these people on the menu and I'm not?
I don't know. That's a great question. They're little jokes, but I do need to redo the menus. And also with the float, they don't necessarily have to get root beer. I mean, they can get orange cream float or Pepsi float or Mountain Dew float. Or we made a lemonade float one day, and it was pretty good. The lemonade float.
Really?
Yeah. It was different, but it was pretty good. To tell you the truth.
The lemonade float.
Yeah.
So it's lemonade with ice cream?
Yeah. It was good. Someone actually made like a lemonade shake the other day, which was pretty good.
I would like that. I like lemons.
Yeah, me too. We both share that. Lemon donuts.
Lemon donuts.
Lemon cake.
Lemon bars.
Do you like lemon cake?
I like lemon cake. I like lemon meringue pie, which I have not had a piece of in quite a while.
Me either.
I enjoy it.
My grandma used to make really good meringue.
Now, I do want to let people know again, you can still call in anytime before 10 o'clock. How many presidents will Ted Williams be able to name in 2 minutes? What's your favorite restaurant chain? And what's your favorite food?
So, Abby's fried pickles.
Now, why would she be on the menu at this point? I mean, let's be honest here.
Why not? I'm going to put Abby's Mountain Dew, because Abby loves Mountain Dew.
Yeah, but people have not clamored for her to have something on the menu like me. I don't want it ever to be said that I wanted something on the menu, because people clamored. You heard. I didn't ask.
Maybe I should name myself for something on the menu. I've been there a while.
Maybe I should name myself for something on the menu.
You know, it's been really way too early.
I'll tell you what.
I need to go back to school.
You know what? There's somebody. We're going to talk about this next hour, but there's somebody who does not want to come on this show. And frankly, I don't appreciate it.
Is it me?
No,
I'm here.
You're here. You're going to be here at noon.
I haven't volunteered. I said,
you and the other one
are
going to be here at noon. You, even if she stops by this morning, I just read that she was off today. So she's. You both are going to. We have not done a noon show for a while.
So we just need to announce to everybody that Stewart's will not be running properly at the 12 o'clock hour, because I won't be there to put together their.
Radio's
Great.
About publicity, and we've got to tell people that you're going to be here at noon, so they'll look forward to, you know, noon, you and her.
I'm actually on the grill, I think.
You'll be fine.
I move myself down to the grill with who I'm working with. She prefers trays, and, you know, I take one for the team, and I don't mind doing the grill.
You know, listen, during that hour, they'll be able to take over. It'll be fine. You can leave. As soon as 1 o'clock comes, you can run out of here. Okay?
That's right. I'll be like, see you guys. I'm leaving. I gotta go be on the radio.
I mean, technically, you don't have to leave until 12, because we don't start till 12:15.
I mean, being a local celebrity calls.
Yeah, it does. It beckons
calls.
Today.
It does.
Beckons
all day long.
Today. All right. So, what's new with your life in our final minutes of our number? See how fast it goes?
What's new with my life?
Yeah. Oh, see, just as I ask you a question.
Yay, thank you, caller.
We don't want to hear from her.
Thank you.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got a thing for Michelle to put on the menu.
Oh, go ahead.
It's fried green tomatoes.
I know, that would be really good.
I don't think there's anywhere around here where you can get fried green tomatoes.
There's not, and I love fried green tomatoes.
Oh, me too.
Oh, they're so good.
I've never had any.
Really?
Nope.
You need to have somebody make them for you and bring them.
I just made some the other day, and you know, I think that would be a niche for you.
It might be. Now, my fryers might not appreciate that. I'm always adding food to the fryers, because, you know, everybody likes fryer food.
Well, you could do those on the grill. You wouldn't have to do them in a fryer.
Well, that's true. But, yeah, I like fried green tomatoes. Those are good. My mom loves fried green tomatoes. You've never had fried green tomatoes?
No, not
that
to my knowledge.
That might be something seasonal you might have to do, but
we got to make you some fried green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes.
Yes.
That's just an idea.
Hey, good idea. Thank you, caller. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what's new with you?
What's new with me? I've just been working. I work all the time.
You say that, but
I
know that there's a life somewhere.
I mean, I work, the kids started school, and Casey has volleyball games, that's my youngest, and then, you know, this week everything's been breaking at work, so it's been a lot of fun. I don't know how much all this is costing me.
Now, commit. You won't commit to me on Christmas yet. You won't commit on anything. So, you know, commit that you and Abby will be here at noon today for the 45 minutes. Is that way we can promote it?
I love how you're putting the pressure on me here.
No, I'm just
and
saying,
I'm supposed to be on the grill at noon.
I've been over there.
I'm on the grill
minutes.
At noon.
It's not like you're there alone. 45 minutes, somebody can flip those burgers.
But there's only, this is the problem, school started, so there's 2 other people in the kitchen with me today, and there's 3 positions to fill in the kitchen. So if I leave, then the 2 people have to meet in the middle to fill my position.
Just for 45 minutes. We're
at
not
12,
talking about
during lunch hour.
You know what? It'll be fine.
On
It'll
Friday.
Be fine. It'll be fine.
Sunny.
It'll be fine.
Lots of call-ins.
It'll be fine.
It'll be great.
It'll
people
be
won't be mad at all.
No, listen, you're closing up soon. There's no difference.
They'll get over it. They'll forget by next year.
When they call in, just tell them it's going to be a longer wait. You know, if it's normally 10, say it's going
to
be 20 minutes.
Well, the problem is, like, lunchtime, I try to be pretty efficient since I know some people only have, like, 30-minute lunches. I try to get their food out fast.
Now, your friend, Elle, I don't know if I can be there at noon. Now, what in the world has happened?
I don't know. What's she doing?
Nothing.
Is she doing something better than I'm doing at noon?
Nothing. She's got a... She now is pulling the same craziness.
That I am? I have to be
on
the
grill. I don't know. No, 45 minutes a week I ask you guys to be here.
But I'm here from 8 to 10 right now.
Well, I understand that. I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm talking about 45 minutes.
It takes longer than 45 minutes.
It doesn't have to.
It does.
Well, it doesn't have to today if you have to run back to the grill.
I do have to run back to the grill. I have to work all day long probably on that grill.
Now, remember, we're giving away big prizes today. Stewart's Root Beer Float.
Or whatever flavor they want.
Whatever they want.
It doesn't have to
lemon.
Necessarily. It can be lemonade.
A lemon float.
It's like a lemon from the one place. What's it called? Chick-fil-A. Like their lemon frosted lemonade.
Lemon frosted pudding.
No, it's frosted lemonade. But we made like a lemonade shake and it was really good.
Now remember, our prize this morning is this. We have three questions here and we've already got four guesses. If you can guess the answers to these questions. Now we're not going to know the answers until 10:55 this morning. But you'll win a root beer float or whatever. You'll win
a float.
A float. And four passes to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or the Wilds, whichever you shall pick. But you have to put in a guess. How many presidents can Ted Williams name in 2 minutes? What is his favorite restaurant chain? And what is his favorite food? You have to get those in by 10 o'clock this morning, 740-383-9944. It's the new Friday game here on WWGH Radio. We've also got headlines today. Oh, she said she'll try. I know she will do it because I think deep down she's a good-hearted person and she'll be here because she knows that that's what needs to happen.
She is. She's the best.
Well, I can't go that far, but I'm just saying.
I think she's the best.
Well, then, okay, now if she's the best, then what am I?
You're the best, too.
I'm the best, too. Oh, you know, it's like, I don't like when people say this person's my best friend, and then this person's my best friend. Now, wait, now there's one that clearly wins.
Well, she's one of the best. One
but
of
I am
the best.
Best, right?
Oh my gosh.
No, I mean, let's be honest here. We have funny newspaper headlines this morning, too. I haven't done this in
fun.
A long time. Yeah, you ready for it? We can rattle off a few here real quick. You want to tell us what you're up to? Nothing?
I honestly, all I've been doing is working. Like, work is at least 90% laundry. Like, do people really want to hear this?
I'm not saying these are always funny.
Okay.
But you have to get it. And so not, I went through some of these last night, and it's kind of, it takes a minute for you to understand.
Oh,
but these were actual headlines from actual newspapers,
okay.
Not made up. Here we go. Auto killing 110 a day. Let's resolve to do better. Let's get that number up. 110 is not exactly right. We got to do better. British left waffles on Falkland Islands.
What?
I know. Actual headlines from actual newspapers. Oh, this was one. Yeah, this says it all. Child's death ruins couple's holiday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Thank goodness for the newspaper that day.
That's funny. That's not funny. You get what I'm saying.
Cold wave linked to temperatures.
Of course.
Imagine that. Oh, man. Blind woman gets new kidney from dad she hasn't seen in years.
That's not funny. I just
oh, no.
Funny. That.
Actual... newspaper headlines.
That last one is
funny. Man, let's get that in. Blind woman gets new kidney from dad she hasn't seen in years. We're toast. We're coming back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
And remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website, pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number.